将主耶稣当日为我们钉死在十字架上的场景活化在每一个人的心中。
And we are once again going to meditate upon the love of the Lord and how he died on the cross for our sake.
我们时时刻刻的记住主耶稣他的爱是何等的长阔与高深。
So that we can always remember how deep, how long, how wide the love of the Lord is.
我们是何等的不配来领受这样的恩典。
And that we are also unworthy to receive this love.
我们一起同心低头，心中默想。
And let us all now bow our head and close our eyes and meditate upon his love.
Amen. 请坐。
Amen. Please be seated.
再次的感谢主耶稣，在这一次的灵恩布道会的带领。
And praise and thank God for the wonderful guidance throughout this spiritual convocation.
感动许许多多的亲戚朋友来参加我们晚上的布道聚会。
And to inspire and move many friends and relatives to come and attend the evangelical services.
也感谢神，最后加添我们两位，新同龄来加入我们属灵的大家庭。
And also praise and thank God for adding two new members to the fold.
如同刚刚，杨传道所说的，在我们真耶稣教会五大教义当中包含了三大圣礼。
And as just as mentioned by Preacher Timothy, that among the five sacraments of the church, we have the Holy Communion.
就是早上的洗礼，刚刚的洗脚礼，以及现在要举办的圣餐礼。
And the first sacrament was the water baptism this morning, and the second followed by the foot washing sacrament, and now the third, that is the Holy Communion sacrament.
那是圣餐礼。跟刚刚的洗脚礼一样，有符合圣礼的三个要件。
And in the same way, the Holy Communion sacrament it must satisfy three criteria.
就是主耶稣亲自设立。
That is first, it is personally instituted by Lord Jesus.
来看马太福音。
Let's turn to Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音二十六章。
Matthew 26.
马太二十六章二十六节到二十九节。
Matthew 26, verse 26 to 29.
二十六节，他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝福就拨开，递给门徒说：“你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。”二十七节，又拿起杯来，祝谢了，递给他们说：“你们都喝这个。”二十八节，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。二十九节。但我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，只等到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那日子。这是逾越节的筵席，主耶稣设立圣餐的经过。
So we can see this is the process of the institutions of the Lord's Supper prior to the feast of the Passover.
所以圣餐它是主耶稣亲自设立的。
So here we understand that.The Lord Jesus personally instituted the Holy Communion.
那在路加福音二十二章那里记载。
And also in Luke chapter 22.
主耶稣在设立圣餐的同时并且吩咐门徒要遵行。
And at the same time as the Lord Jesus instituting the sacrament, he also instructed the disciples to follow suit.
我们来看二十二章的十九节。
Let's look at verse 19 of chapter 22.
十九节又拿起饼来祝谢的，就拨开递给他们说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍得，你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”在这边我们看到主耶稣吩咐门徒要照样来举行。
So over here we see how Lord Jesus instructed.The disciples that they must perform it in the same way.
那圣餐跟我们的得救也有绝对的关系。
And Holy Communion sacrament it has a direct relationship to our salvation.
哦，我们来看约翰福音的第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音六章，我们来看53节。
John chapter 6 verse 53.
53节，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。”54节。吃我肉喝我血的就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。55节，我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。56节，吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我里面，我也要藏在他里面。在这里我们看到主耶稣谈到这个圣餐的这个一个预言，一个预表。
And so over here, we see how Lord Jesus refers to the Holy Communion Sacrament as a prefiguration.
因为这个时候主耶稣还没有成就救恩。
Because at this point in time, Jesus has not completed the salvation plan.
主耶稣预告这个圣餐的奥秘。
But rather, over here, Lord Jesus, he is prefiguring the mysteries of the Holy Communion.
跟我们的复活得救跟永生有关系。
And how it directly connects to our resurrection in the future and our eternal life.
所以我们不要故意不领圣餐。
So therefore, we should not receive the Holy Communion intentionally.
也不要随便的来领圣餐。
Neither should we receive it casually.
在我们教会的信徒有时候会有这两样的一个极端。
And then we see that sometimes there are two extreme attitudes that's carried by the members.
有一些认为说圣餐重要是那个道理领不领没有关系的。
Sometimes you'll hear members saying it in this way that in fact it is the teaching behind the sacrament that is important. Whether you actually receive the sacrament, it is not.
我已经了解圣餐的道理了，所以我不一定要领。
Since I've already understood the teachings behind the Holy Communion Sacrament, it is not necessary for me to receive it.
这是不对的。
That is the wrong concept.
因为实际的领受跟我们的复活，跟我们与主的联合有关系。
Because when we actually receive the bread and cup, it has a direct connection to our resurrection and receiving eternal life.
那有一些刚好相反。道理听不听没有关系。要领那个圣餐。
And then there's also another kind of attitude where they emphasize upon receiving the bread and cup, but it doesn't matter whether you understand the teachings or not.
甚至这个到处去领圣餐。
And then people like this, they will go around different churches to receive the Holy Communion.
在台湾这个教会比较多。
And then in Taiwan, we have many churches all around the place.
甚至两个教会同一天办圣餐。他先打电话给另外一个教会的传道说：“你帮我留一份。我这边领完就赶过来领了。”
And there are things like that actually happen in Taiwan because sometimes two churches will carry out Holy Communion Sacrament simultaneously in the same day. Some member will actually ask people to will ask the members to hold it back for them.
把圣餐当成这个属灵的维他命大补丸在吃。
They treat the Holy Communion Sacrament as a spiritual vitamin.
这个也不对。
That is also wrong.
所以我们要明白圣餐的意义。
So therefore, it is pertinent for us to understand the teachings of the Holy Communion.
用正确的态度来领受。
So that we can receive it with the correct attitude.
哥林多教会在这个圣餐的领受上他们就有混乱的情形。
And we also find that there is a chaos situation in Corinthian church when it pertains to the Holy Communion.
我们来看看保罗怎么说。
Let's see how Paul answered them.
哥林多前书十一章。
First Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节，我现在吩咐你们的话，不是称赞你们，因为你们聚会不是受益，乃是遭损。十八节。
18.
第一，我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类，我也稍微的信这话。十九节。
19.
在你们中间， 不免有分门结党的事，好叫那些有经验的人显明出来。二十节，你们聚会的时候算不得吃主的晚餐。二十一节，因为吃的时候个人先吃自己的饭，甚至这个饥饿那个酒醉。二十二节，你们要吃喝难道没有家吗？还是藐视神的教会，叫那没有的羞愧呢？我向你们可怎么说呢？可因此称赞你们吗？我不称赞。二十三节，我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜拿起饼来。二十四节，祝谢的就拨开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍得，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。二十五节，饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。二十六节，你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。二十七节，所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。二十八节，人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯。二十九节，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。三十节，因此在你们中间有好些软弱的与患病的，死的也不少。三十一节，我们若是先分辨自己啊，就不至于受审。我们读到这里。
And we'll conclude at this point.
啊，这是当日啊，哥林多教会在圣餐领受上的一个问题。
So here we see the issue behind receiving the Holy Communion sacrament that happened at the Corinthian church.
哦，被保罗严严的责备。
And they were severely rebuked by Paul.
哦，因为已经违背了领受圣餐的精神了。
Because the disorder has gone against the significance of the Holy Communion.
哦，刚刚我们啊读到说圣餐哈、哦、啊领受主的肉主的血，啊、哦、能够让我们跟主耶稣联属在一起。
And as we have just read, when we receive the bread and cup of the Lord, when we receive His flesh, we will be connected to Him.
啊，也就是弟兄姐妹啊联属在一起。
And that is to say, all brothers and sisters will be united as one.
哦，这个也是我们领受圣餐哦，它的功用哦，也是它的目的之一。
And that's also another function and purpose behind receiving the sacrament.
哦，那哥林多教会哦，他们分门别类，纷争结党。
But over here, we see that there is chaos and strife and dissension among the Corinthian church.
这样的情况怎么配领圣餐？
And under such a chaotic situation, how can they be worthy to receive the Holy Communion?
哦，所以保罗责备他们。
And that is why Paul he rebuked them.
因为已经违背了领圣餐的精神。
Because they have gone against the teachings of the Lord's Supper.
哦，第二个，哦，因为当时哦，圣餐啊跟这个逾越节的哦这个晚餐哦啊是连在一起的。
And because,
主耶稣是在逾越节的晚餐设立圣餐。
And because at that time, what happened is that the Lord instituted the Holy Communion sacrament during the feast of the Passover, and it happened at the Lord's Supper.
哦，所以主耶稣那个时代的教会啊，哦，他们也是遵循这样的一个惯例。
And so that was how the churches in the days of Lord Jesus, that's how they followed the example.
哦，在爱餐里头来举办圣餐。
And then they will.Conduct the Holy Communion sacrament after the meal.
哦，那因此啊，造成哦有一种乱象啊、哦，就是不分辨是在领受主的圣餐。
And so, therefore, there is a chaotic situation. People do not know whether they are taking a meal or taking the sacrament.
哦，吃饭的时候先吃自己的饭，甚至这个饥饿那个醉酒啊。
And then over here it says that for in eating, some of them eat their own supper, and some of them are drunk.
哦。有一些人哦哦，他们啊带得很丰盛啊，我们这几个人哦，我们自己吃吧。
And then some people they will bring more food with them, and then they will just gather in a small group to eat together.
哦，因为纷争结党啊。
Because now the whole church is divided into many small groups.
哦，我们这个保罗派的哦，我们在一起吃啊，那个彼得派的他们自己吃。
And since we belong to Paul, we will eat together. And the rest who belong to Peter, they can eat on their own.
哦，那个亚波罗的没得吃的、哦。
And those who belong to Apollos, forget about them. They can go hungry.
哦，当时就是这样的情形。
So that was the situation in the Corinthian church.
所以保罗责备他们。
And that is why Paul, he rebuked them.
哦，违背圣餐的精神。
Because they have gone against the significance of the sacrament.
哦，没有分别，没有分辨，是在领受主的圣餐。
And they did not differentiate themselves, knowing that they are receiving the sacrament.
哦，那今天我们啊，不像初代的那个教会，我们是在爱餐里头跟圣餐，哦，圣餐在爱餐里头举办，我们分开了哦。
And today, of course, we have separated the Holy Communion sacrament from the fellowship meal.
哦，但是哥林多教会当时那个哦啊纷争结党哦，没有办法啊合一，违背了领圣餐的。这个精神也值得我们警惕。
But however, the strife and the dissension among the Corinthian church that caused the contention of the Holy Communion, this is something that is worthy of our warning today.
不把圣餐当圣餐的这个缺失啊，我们要牢记在心。
And we must remember how they have fallen short of the complete understanding of the Holy Communion sacrament.
所以保罗再一次的把圣餐的意义啊，告诉哥林多教会的信徒。
And that is why once again the Apostle Paul he has to reiterate the teaching of the Holy Communion sacrament to remind them.
也等于在提醒我们今天的每一个弟兄姐妹。
And in the same way to serve as a constant reminder for us today.
什么是圣餐的意义？
What is the meaning of the Holy Communion sacrament?
刚刚我们所念的经文，在二十六节。
As we have just read, if we look at verse 26,
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯啊，是表明主的死。
For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.
圣餐是为了要纪念主的死。
In fact, the Holy Communion sacrament is to remember the death of the Lord.
也许我们会觉得说为什么要纪念死？
Sometimes we may ask this question, why should we remember his death?
世人啊，都不愿意谈死。
Because none of us like to talk about the topic of death.
因为死带来的是悲伤。
Because usually the connotation of death is sorrow.
死带来就是绝望。
And also hopelessness.
好，所以大家喜欢过生日的。
So people like to celebrate birthdays.
连那个莫须有的，这个主耶稣不知道什么时候降生了，也要把它设一个日子，圣诞节来庆祝快乐。
And people also find excuses to celebrate the birth of Jesus and to call it Christmas Day.
可见大家不喜欢死，喜欢这个喜欢这个诞生，喜欢这个快乐。
So of course, people like birth and joyous occasions. No one like to talk about death.
但是主耶稣没有要我们去纪念他的降世，反倒要我们纪念他的死。
But however, our Lord Jesus, he does not want us to remember his birthday, but he wants us to remember his death.
因为耶稣的死跟我们的得救有关系。
And the reason why is that the death of the Lord Jesus, it has a direct relationship to our salvation today.
如果没有耶稣替我们代死在十字架上，
Because if our Lord Jesus did not die for our sake on the cross,
今天的我们还是罪人啊。
Then today, you and me, we are all still sinners.
我们在神永生的救恩里头是局外人，是没有份的。
Then we are all completely on the outside of the circle of the Lord. We have no part with the Lord.
只能战战兢兢，害怕的等候死亡来临，已经死后的那个审判后的永刑。
And we can only face the day of our coming death with fear and trembling and to wait for judgment and condemnation.
那就是因为主耶稣替我们死，担当了我们的罪。
But because our Lord Jesus, he died for us, and that is why he carried our sins.
让我们因着信他被神称义了。
So that by our faith, by us believing in him, we can be justified to be righteous.
借着他的宝血的洗礼，我们成为没有罪的人。
So that through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus and from water baptism, we can be cleansed.
借着我们圣灵的领受，我们跟主耶稣同作神的儿女。
And that through receiving the Holy Spirit, now we also become the children of God.
将来在永生的天国上不但能够与神永远的快乐，并且还能够领受神给我们永恒的产业。
So that we have this eternal hope that one day when we enter into the gates of heaven, we will bask in the glow and the joy of the presence of the Lord.
这个就是因为主耶稣他的代死才得着的。
And we can attain all of this because our Lord Jesus died for our sake.
如果没有耶稣的死，就没有我们的生。
So because without the death of our Lord Jesus, none of us can be reborn today.
所以我们为什么要纪念主的死，就是这个原因。
And that is why today we need to commemorate the death of our Lord Jesus.
这个是耶稣要我们纪念他的死。
And that is why our Lord Jesus, he wants us to remember his death.
也是我们举办圣餐的意义。
And that is why this is the full significance behind this sacrament.
谈到耶稣的死，我们都知道他被钉在十字架上。
And whenever we speak about the death of our Lord Jesus, we will remember the crucifixion.
在这之前，他受罗马兵丁的羞辱。
And prior to the crucifixion, the Lord Jesus, he had to endure the sufferings given to him by the Roman soldiers.
被这个带着钩的蝎子鞭鞭打。
And that Lord Jesus, he was being whipped by those whip that comes with hooks.
这些原本都是罪人应当要受，也就是我们应当要受的。
And in fact, all this punishment, they were necessary for the criminals.
因为罪带来的就是羞辱，罪带来的就是痛苦。
And in fact, when the wages of sin is pain and also sufferings.
耶稣替我们承担了这一切。
But Lord Jesus, he has carried all these for our sake.
十字架是当时罗马帝国对死刑犯最残酷的一个刑罚。
And in those days, the cross, it was the capital punishment of the Roman Empire.
把人钉在这个十字架上面，靠着三根钉子的力量。
And they will hang criminals on the cross by just three nails.
让你没有办法呼吸。
So that you can no longer breathe.
最后把你的腿给打断。
And then finally they will break your bones.
让你没有支撑点。
So that there's no way you can support yourself anymore.
慢慢的窒息而死。
And then slowly you will suffocate to death.
这个苦刑也本来是罪人，就是我们要受的。
And this is a very torturous kind of punishment that was doomed for the criminals.
但是今天主耶稣为我们承受了这一些。
But yet today, Lord Jesus, he has endured all these for us.
小弟有一次跟着神学院到了这个以色列地区了。
And there was one time I had the opportunity to visit the land of Israel along with the other theological students.
在参观当时这个罗马帝国那关那些囚犯的监牢。
And we had the chance to visit the prisons that those criminals were being captured in during the Roman Empire.
看到这监牢的这个梁上一个洞一个洞。
And then in the prison, we saw that along the beam, there were many holes.
我们就问导游说那个洞是干什么的。
Then we asked the tourist guide, what are those holes for?
他说那个洞就是穿绳子然后把人吊起来用的。
And then he replied that those holes were there so that they can put a rope through the hole and that they can hang the criminals.
导游说当人被吊起来的时候那个皮是绷得紧紧的嘛。
And then he explained the fact that when a human body is being hung in mid-air, of course the muscles will be in tension.
那个鞭子打下去的时候是皮开肉绽的。
And so once they put the whip against the body, then the flesh will just turn open.
我们想到主耶稣，他就是遭遇这样的一个刑罚。
So that was the kind of punishment that our Lord Jesus had gone through.
最后为我们代死，死在十字架上。
And then finally, he died for our sake on the cross.
为我们尝了死味。
And that he tasted the bitterness of death for us.
那个被神弃绝的感受。
And he experienced how abandonment is.
那原本也是罪人要受的。
And that also was supposed to be received by the criminals.
主耶稣啊，替代我们这一切的刑罚。
But yet our Lord Jesus, he carried all these punishments for us.
也许啊，我们没有什么感觉啦。
Perhaps today we don't feel anything.
我们来看看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
53章。
Isaiah 53.
以赛亚书53章的第四节。
Isaiah 53 verse 4.
四节，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。五节，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。六节，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，神使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。我们把这个把当中的我们改成我们自己的名字了。
So if you were to turn the plural into singular and put yourself in the we.With your eye,
再来读读看吧。
And read it just as if it is directed to you personally.
你就会对主耶稣为我们、为你、为我所付出的代价，有了深刻的体会。
Then you will have a deeper and more profound understanding of how much the Lord has given.
他诚然担当我周传道的忧患，背负我周传道的痛苦，我周传道却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待，哪知道他为我周传道的过犯受害，为我周传道的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我周传道得了平安；因他受的鞭伤，我周传道得了医治。我周传道就好像羊走迷了，我周传道偏行己路，神使我周传道的罪孽都归在他身上。我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，So my dear brothers and sisters，
主耶稣，他为拯救我们付出这么大的代价跟牺牲。
The Lord Jesus Christ, He has sacrificed everything that He has for us。
他要我们在举办圣餐的时候来纪念他。
And all He wants us is to remember His death。
我们想想看，我们能不能？配得主耶稣这样的牺牲跟拯救。
So let us examine ourselves and see if we are ever worthy to receive this grace.
在我们领受圣餐之前，我们再一次的来纪念主。
So before we receive the Holy Communion sacrament, let's once again remember the Lord and meditate upon His love.
既然我们知道圣餐的意义是为了纪念主的死。
Since we understand the significance of the Holy Communion sacrament is to remember the death of the Lord.
也深深地了解主是为了我而死的。
And we also understand that He has died for me.
那我要怎么来领受？
So how should I receive this sacrament?
我们来看回哥林多前书十一章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians 11.
27节。
Verse 27.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血。这里告诉我们哦，我们要领受主的圣餐，应当要按理来领受。
So over here, this verse tells us that we must receive the bread and cup in a worthy manner.
什么叫做按理？就是按着真理来领受。
It means that we must receive it according to the truth.
主耶稣在逾越节设立圣餐。
And the Lord Jesus instituted the Holy Communion Sacrament during the Passover.
逾越节是除酵的日子啊。
And the Passover, it marks the day of being unleavened.
好，逾越啊，这个主耶稣用的是无酵饼，还有葡萄汁啊。
And the Lord Jesus used unleavened bread and also fruit juice, and that is the fruit of the vine.
我们按理按真理来领受，我们就来谈谈这个所用的材料。
So,Since we need to receive it in the worthy manner, so let's focus on the ingredients of the sacrament.
所给我们的真理啊。
Which is the truth.
好，第一个，一个无酵饼。
First, just one unleavened bread.
哦，为什么不多用几个呢？
Then the question lies, why don't we use many more bread?
哦，这么小气，只用一个。
Why are we so frugal? We just use one piece of bread.
哦。我们来看看啊，《哥林多前书》的第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
十六节。
Verse 16.
十六节，我们所祝福的啊，所祝福的杯，岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼，不是岂不是统领基督的身体吗？十七节，我们虽多，仍是一个饼。一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼，啊，在这里我们看到哦，用一个饼的原因呢，啊。
So over here we see the reason behind using one bread.
因为基督的身体就只有一个。
Because there is only one body of Christ.
我们都是统领这一个饼。
That all of that, all of us, even though there's many of us, we all receive this one bread together.
只用一个饼哦。
Therefore, we only use one bread.
哦。那刚刚我们谈到，哦，这是逾越节，所以用的是无酵饼。
And as we mentioned earlier, it was the day of the Passover, therefore we used the unleavened bread.
哦，在圣经里头，这个逾越节也是除酵的日子。
And according to the Bible, we understand that the day of the Passover, it was also a day to remove all leaven.
哦，酵啊，在圣经里头，哦，预表着这个罪。
Because according to the Bible, yeast represents sin.
好，那今天我们啊受洗归入基督。
So today we are baptized into the Lord.
哦，主耶稣的宝血把我们的罪都洗净了。
And the precious blood of the Lord has washed us and cleansed us.
哦，那今天我们要联署在耶稣基督身上。
Then now today we need to connect ourselves to the body of Christ.
我们岂可以有罪呢？
So how can we carry any more sin?
所以不能够用有效的饼啊。
Therefore, we cannot use a bread that has yeast within it.
我们来看哥林多前书五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
五章，我们一起来看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
六节，你们这自夸是不好的。岂不知一点面酵能使全团发起来吗？七节，你们既是无酵的面，应当把旧酵除尽，好使你们成为新团。因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。八节，所以我们守这节，不可用旧酵，也不可用恶毒邪恶的酵，只用诚实真正的无酵饼。所以这为什么我们用无酵饼的原因哦。
So this passage allows us to understand why we use unleavened bread.
啊，这个饼是麦子去壳压碎成为面粉。
And as we all know, this bread is made out of wheat that has been crushed, and that's how the grain was made into a loaf of bread.
哦，加水调和烤成的饼。
And then water is being added to the flour, and then it's being kneaded into a dough before it is being toasted in the oven.
哦，主耶稣曾经说过，一粒麦子如果不死，就没有办法结出许多的籽粒来。
And Lord Jesus has once mentioned that unless a grain of wheat has sacrificed itself, it cannot produce many other grains.
哦，今天主耶稣就是那一粒麦子。
Today our Lord Jesus is that one single grain of wheat.
哦，他替代我们而死，让我们啊，能够得到重生。
Because he died for all of us, so that all of us can be reborn.
哦，那我们每一颗麦子啊，我们要怎么成为无酵饼，献给神
so, So since there are so many of us, how can each of us, as one grain of wheat, sacrifice ourselves to the Lord?
我们就要去壳了。
It means that we must remove our outer crust.
我们把我们那些不应该属于神的东西要去掉。
That is to say, we must remove all the externalities that do not belong to God.
在神的家里头，那些名声啊、地位啊，通通要去掉。
That is, when we come to the church, we must remove all our titles, all our status, remove everything.
当我们一起说，我们在天上的父。
So today, when we come together and we proclaim our Father in heaven,
那代表我们都是他地上的儿女。
That means that all of us are children of God in this world.
也就是说，我们都是弟兄姐妹。That
is to say, we are all brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我们把那世上的一些 title、名声、地位，通通去掉。That
is to say, we must remove this external crust, all these titles and status that belong to the society.
这个就是去壳了。That
means to remove the crust.
然后我们要压碎自己。
Then furthermore, we must crush ourselves.
不再有自我了。That
is no longer is there a self or your I present.
混在一起。So
that we can all be mixed together.
你如果要保持自我。If
you want to protect yourself,
就不能够变成面粉了。Then
you cannot become part of this bread.
就好像旧约献祭的时候，无论是献牛献羊，都要剁成筷子。
And just like in the Old Testament, no matter whether they are sacrificing the bull or the lamb, it must be slaughtered into pieces.
所以我们要破碎我们自己。
Therefore, today, in the same way, we must crush ourselves.
在圣灵的运行之下，我们成为无效的面团。
So that under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and with His presence, all of us can become one unleavened bread.
在行道信心的火炼之下，我们成为无效饼。
And then, as we walk through life, we need to go through the baptism of fire so that we can become toasted as the bread.
来献给主。
To be offered up to God.
这个就是按理领受了。
And that means we are receiving it in accordance with a worthy manner.
葡萄汁也是一样。
And the same goes for the fruit of the vine.
葡萄酒是发酵的。
And when you look at a glass of wine, that wine has gone through the process of fermentation.
所以应该用葡萄汁。
Therefore, we must use pure grape juice.
也许有对这个原文有研究的会抗议说，传道那个原文是葡萄的产物。
And so for those who may have studied into the original text, whether Hebrew or Greek, you can understand that the word means fruit of the vine.
葡萄酒也是葡萄的产物啊。And
since they are all products of the grapes, then the wine is also a product of the grape.
用葡萄酒有什么不对?
Then what is wrong using the wine?
第一个刚刚说过, 逾越节是除酵的日子。
And as we mentioned earlier, we know that the day of the Passover was the day to remove all leaven.
第二个。
And the second point.
中文圣经翻成葡萄汁，是经过考据的了。And
that when you look at the Bible, it is being translated into the fruit of the vine. It is done with a lot of study.
不是乱翻的，他们懂真理的。And
it is not translated casually.
小弟刚刚说过有这个跟着神学院到过以色列地。And
as I mentioned earlier, I visited the land of Israel along with other theological students.
也到了这个主耶稣水变酒的这个迦拿去了。And
we also went to visit Cana, which is the place where the Lord performed the first miracle of turning the water into wine.
那我们看到路旁的那小店呢。 在卖着上面写着葡萄汁，一罐一罐的。And
then along the street, we saw the vendors selling bottles of grape juice.
那还可以让人免费试喝看看。And
then they even allow you to sample it before you buy it.
我们神学院师生一行人就去试喝了。
And so our group, we just went ahead and sampled the juice.
喝，这是酒啊，水果酒啊。
Then when we tasted, we realized that it was indeed a fruit wine.
哦，那个院长哦，这个啊，谢长老喝的都鼻子都红红的哦。
And then the director of our theological college, he drank the fruit wine, and his face was flushed with redness.
哦，这个时候，带团的导游哦，啊，是在希伯来大学攻读博士的一个长老会的牧师。
And at that time, our tour guide, he was, in fact, a pastor with a PhD from the college.
哦，他就问我们一个问题。
And then he asked us this question.
哦，在当耶稣那个时代，迦南地哦，葡萄最后一梯采收的哦，大概十二月底。
And then he told us that in those days, when the harvest of the grapes, when the season is over, the last batch comes in December.
哦，那到了逾越节哈，大概阳历的这个三月多了。
And when it comes to the day of the Passover, which is around in the month of March,
葡萄会自然发酵。
Then the grapes, they will naturally gone through fermentation.
哦，所以当日耶稣逾越节办圣餐的时候所喝的就是这个。
So therefore, the day of the Lord's Supper, when the Lord Jesus instituted the sacrament, that was the kind of fruit wine that they drank.
哦，那是不是就代表圣餐用葡萄酒是对的。
So does that mean that the question goes in this way, that it is indeed correct for us to use wine for the sacrament?
哦，大家喝的啊，都是葡萄酒嘛，哦，喝的鼻子都红红的啊。
And that you see how everyone were drinking the fruit wine, and that the face are all flush, red.
哦，这个牧师说错，不可以用葡萄酒。和合本圣经翻葡萄汁才对。
But the pastor immediately tell us that it is wrong to use the fruit wine, and that the translation of the Bible is correct, that it is grape juice.
哦，当时没有冰箱。
Because remember in those days they do not have fridge.
逾越节的葡萄汁一定要用最后一梯的葡萄去做的。
And for the feast of the Passover, the grape juice that they use, it has to come from the last batch of the grapes harvested.
他们已经尽他们所能的，尽量不要让它发酵了。
They have already tried their best to use the freshest grapes that they can have before it ferment.
那今天，哦，拜这个高科技知识，哦，这个农产运销知识，我们都可以买到新鲜的葡萄。
And today, under modern technology, we can all get fresh grapes throughout the entire year.
哦，那我们岂可以用葡萄酒呢？
So therefore, why should we use the wine?
所以你们真耶稣教用葡萄汁是对的。
And so therefore, the tour guide tell us that it is a right way that you use the grape juice in the True Jesus Church.
感谢主哦，我们真耶稣教会蒙圣灵的启示，我们早期的工人啊，在这方面的道理，我们是根据这个圣经的对照，一点都没错误。
And so praise and thank God that under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the early workers were able to understand the word of God and to interpret it as grape juice.
我们早期的工人没有神学博士啊。
Because remember, none of our early workers, holy workers of the church, none of them carry a PhD.
完全都是圣灵直接启示的。
And all of them have been directly inspired by the Holy Spirit himself.
所以证明说真的神跟真耶稣教会同在。
So this definitely proves to us that God is with the True Jesus Church.
因为我们有真理的圣灵。
Because we have the Holy Spirit of truth.
所以在真理的启示跟领受上，我们总是比其他基督教的这些朋友们也好，这些教友们也好，我们多了，比他们还多的领受。
And so therefore today we are indeed very blessed that we can get a more profound and further insight of the truth behind the scriptures compared to other church denominations.
所以我们用葡萄汁哦。
And that is why we use the grape juice.
再来，葡萄是这个连属在葡萄树上面的。
And next, we all know that the grapes, they are attached to the branches.
主耶稣说他是真葡萄树，我们都是枝子。
And Jesus says that he is the true vine and that we all are branches.
枝子不能离开葡萄树。
And the branches cannot depart from the tree.
枝子必须要受修剪。
And that in the same way, the branches needs to be pruned.
这样才能够结果累累。
So that it can carry out even more fruit.
今天呢，我们不可以离开教会。
So today we cannot depart from the church.
就像枝子不能离开树本身一样。
And just like the branches that cannot depart from the tree.
我们不要停止聚会。
So we should not stop coming to church.
会变成习惯。
It will become habitual.
魔鬼吞吃什么样的人？
So what kind of a people would the devil swallow?
就是冷淡的人。
People who have become cold in faith.
我们看看一碗汤啊，热腾腾煮，刚煮好，苍蝇敢不敢上去？不敢的啦。
So if you were to look at a bowl of soup that is hot from the oven, the fly would not dare come close to the hot soup.
苍蝇什么时候上去的？
So when will the flies come and attack the soup?
等它冷了吗？
Of course, it will wait until the soup has cooled off.
魔鬼专门挑冷淡的信徒。
So in the same way, the devil would choose those members who are cold in faith.
所以我们要心里火热。
That is why we must keep the zeal of fire burning always within our heart.
不能停止聚会。
We should not stop coming to church.
那再来，我们要接受道理的修剪栽培。
And next, we must also receive the pruning of the truth.
这样我们才能够结果累累，来荣耀主名。
So that we can bear and yield more fruit to glorify the name of the Lord.
除了按礼领受之外。
Other than receiving the sacrament in a worthy manner.
这个看回哥林多前书十一章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians 11.
那二十八节说，人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。二十九节，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪。这里告诉我们我们按理领受我们要省察分辨。
So it's here, over here, this passage tells us that when we receive the sacrament in the worthy manner, we must examine ourselves.
省察我们的信心，省察我们的行为。
To examine our faith, to examine our conduct.
如果我们经常有些坏习惯。
And today, if we have some bad habits.
喜欢发脾气，喜欢乱骂人。
We like to release our temper all the time. Or we like to scold other people.
一些不好的嗜好。
And we have some bad habits.
看不该看的，听不该听的。
And we see or hear things that we shouldn't.
我们求神赦免，并且立志不再犯。
And we ask God to forgive us so that we, and also to become determined not to do it again.
这个是自我的一个省察。
So that is self-examination.
那如果已经犯了致死的罪，我们求神怜悯，我们不要领受，以免吃喝自己的罪。
So if there's among us any of us who have committed mortal sin, please examine yourself and to refrain from receiving the sacrament, so that you will not bring judgment upon yourself.
那其他的我们在悔改之后我们再来领受，心中平安再来领受。
And for the rest of us, after we have repented of our sins, and that we have the peace in our heart, then we can receive it.
那你不要故意不领。
But of course, we should not intentionally not receive the sacrament.
那如果我们的朋友们还没有在我们真耶稣教会接受合法赦罪的大水洗，我们也暂时不要领受。
And also, we request of our friends and visitors among us to not receive the sacrament because you are not yet baptized into the Lord.
我们等到道理查考明白，接受了赦罪的洗礼，再一起来领受。
And we'll invite you to join us in the sacrament after you have been baptized.
我们要分辨，这是领受主的身体。
And to examine ourselves is to realize that we are receiving the body of Christ.
所以我们应当要有所立志。
So we must also make a new determination.
我们立志为主而活。
And the new determination is to live for the Lord.
立志来传福音。
And also to preach the gospel.
立志过着敬虔爱人的生活。
And to live a devout life.
我们仰望主耶稣的再来。
And also to hope for the second coming of the Lord.
那这是在我们领受圣餐之前，我们再一次的来自我省察。
And so this serves as a reminder for us prior to receiving the sacrament.
那我们现在要一起同心跪下来祝谢圣餐。
So now we're going to kneel down together to bless the sacrament.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名祝谢无酵饼。
Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus, we bless the unleavened bread.
主啊，我们感谢您，感谢您这一次灵恩布道会的带领。
Oh Lord, we praise and thank you for guiding the spiritual convocation.
虽然在之前有魔鬼阻挡的工作。
That even though prior to this, we have the work of the devil.
但借着弟兄姐妹的祷告以及对主耶稣的信心。让我们都能够超越这一切的阻挡。
But through the intercession of our brothers and sisters and by our faith in the Lord, we are able to overcome.
也感谢您感动许多的亲戚朋友来参加布道聚会。
And Lord, we also thank you for moving many brothers and sisters, friends and relatives to come and attend.
并且在最后，你还加添给我们两位新的同龄来加入我们属灵的家庭。
And that towards the end, you have also added two new members to the spiritual family.
主啊，我们现在照着往常的规矩，我们来举办圣餐。
And oh Lord, today we are going to conduct the Holy Communion sacrament as usual.
再一次的来思想你为我们代死在十字架上的大恩。
And once again, we are here to remember the great love that you have sacrificed on the cross for us.
也再一次的反省。我们每一个人的信心跟行为。
And once again, we are here to remind ourselves and to examine our ways and our conduct.
同时，我们也再一次的在你的面前来立志。
And once again, we are here before you to set a new determination.
从今以后，我们愿意发起热心。
So that we can all become zealous from now on.
经常聚会。
And to come to church all the time.
热心服事。
And to serve you with zeal,
来传扬福音，
so that we can preach the gospel,
并且能够在我们的生活上荣耀你的圣名，
and also we can glorify your name in our daily life,
让更多的人因着我们能够来认识你，
so that many more people can come to believe in you, O Lord, through us,
来得着你的救恩，
so that they can also receive your grace of salvation.
主啊，我们祈求您圣灵运行在我们所献上的无酵饼上。
And O Lord, may your Holy Spirit and by your presence guide us and move this unleavened bread.
在你圣灵的运行之下，成为你的身体。
So that under the presence of the Holy Spirit, this bread is spiritualized into your body.
也照着你的应许，在我们领受之后，在末日我们都要复活。
And that according to your promise, on the last day, all of us shall resurrect.
我们要进到你的永生里头。
So that we can enter into eternity.
并且在今生还活着的时候，我们能够得享与你联属成为一体的恩典。
And that today, while we are still living and alive in this world, we can be connected to you as one body.
主啊，我们这样的祷告跟祈求，求你垂听、悦纳并且成就。
And O Lord, in this manner we pray and we offer up our sincere prayers. May you hear our prayers.
愿一切的荣耀、颂赞、尊贵、权柄都归在你的圣名之下，直到永远。
And may all the glory and praise and honor be given unto your holy name, O Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
我们等一下会众啊拿到圣餐的时候，我们就直接默祷感谢领受。
And so, we invite the congregation. Once you receive the bread, give thanks and please receive it right away.
我们等一下请啊杨志豪传道来协助拨饼。
And we'll invite Preacher Timothy to help with the breaking of the bread.
我们会众请唱诗48首。
And let's sing hymn 48.
Matthew, Sister Lucy Chong, 黄执事还有执事良来分饼。
76.
at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for crimes that I have done he groaned upon the tree? Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
And
once again, we're going to kneel down and give thanks to the cup.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名祝谢葡萄汁。
Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we bless the cup.
主啊，我们感谢您，我们都已经领受了你的身体。
And oh Lord, we praise and thank you now that we have received your body.
我们也都深信照着你的应许，在末日复活的时候，我们都能够进到主的永生里头。
And we also deeply believe that on the last day we shall enter into your eternal life.
我们能够在现今还活着的年日当中，能够得享与主联属成为一体的福分。
And that while we're still alive in this world, we can enjoy this grace of being connected with you together.
主啊，我们也祈求您继续来带领我们温哥华教会所有的弟兄姐妹。
Oh Lord, we continue to pray for your guidance to guide all the members of the Vancouver Church.
因为我们知道，我们虽然已经归入你的名下。
Because we understand that even though we have entered into your name and belong to you.
我们已经领受你的圣灵。
We have received your Holy Spirit.
我们在世界上已经得胜魔鬼撒旦。
And that in this world we have overcome the attacks of the devil.
但是魔鬼撒旦知道 他在世上的日子不多了。
But the devil, Satan, he knew that his time is short in this world.
他气愤愤地广行迷惑，群魔乱舞。
And that with all his fury, he is like a prowling lion waiting to swallow us up.
他要引诱我们离开你的羊圈。
He wants to tempt us so that we will leave the sheepfold.
再次的要来得着我们。
And that he wants to take us away with him.
主啊，祈求您帮助我们能够洞察魔鬼的诡计。
Oh Lord, please help us so that we can know the ploys of the evil one.
借着圣灵的帮助，让我们能够制止我们的情欲。
And that through the help of the Holy Spirit, we can nail to death the desires of the flesh.
来抗拒魔鬼的诱惑。
So that we can resist the temptation of Satan.
主啊，我们也祈求您，来祝福我们在温哥华教会所有的弟兄姐妹们。
And O Lord, we also pray and ask you to bless every single brother and sisters of the church.
无论在家庭、在事业、在工作上，都大蒙主的带领、看顾、帮助、赐福。
And whether in our families, in our career, in our jobs, we can be blessed by your guidance, O Lord.
我们也求主耶稣基督来祝福温哥华教会一切的圣工发展。
And O Lord, please also bless and guide the expansion of the sacred work.
无论是对外的传福音，对内的牧羊，都能够同心合意兴旺福音。
And whether it's preaching the gospel on the outside or pastoring the flock on the inside, we can flourish the gospel.
最后，我们祈求耶稣基督，如同刚才一样，你的圣灵运行在我们所祝谢的葡萄之上。
And O Lord, we pray that by your presence of the Holy Spirit, the cup can be spiritualized into your flesh.
成为你的宝血。
It can become your precious blood.
让我们所有的弟兄姐妹再次的领受之后，能够联署在真葡萄树上。
So that once again, when the brothers and sisters receive your precious blood, we can connect ourselves to you as one body.
并且能够得享耶稣基督宝血永远功效的全能。
And that we can enjoy the eternal power that is brought about by the cleansing of the blood.
我们这样的祷告跟祈求，愿耶稣基督成就。
And O Lord, in this manner do we offer up our prayers. May you listen to our prayers.
我们也把一切的荣耀、颂赞、尊贵、权柄都归在你的圣名之下。
And O Lord, we give all the glory and honor and praise unto your holy name.
哈利路亚，阿门。
哈利路亚， Amen. Please sing hymn 77. Let's sing hymn 96.
Helena 芝士良 还有负责人 Jason Huang 还有以伦黄姐妹分杯
Survey the one trust.
们一起起来，唱诗297首。
And let's all sing hymn 297.
我们请会众起立。
And please rise.